Someone comes in late to shul, what should he miss out? So we saw that Mr. Brewer says that obviously one shouldn't obviously come out late, but the whole Seder, it's not right to change the Seder of davening, really. So ideally, one should daven as one's supposed to. One shouldn't miss out anything. Straight way, without jumping around. If someone's late, then they're tearing, but otherwise, not the chatchila. So we said the basics that really one should say is a kind of shomer, birchas Torah, and antisidai, that you should say before you do any jumping around. And then we said that if your mum is stuck, again, ideally say bor shomer ashrei yishtabach. If your mum is stuck, you can start straight from Yitzhak. But if you start from Yitzhak, then you can't go back and say bor shomer yishtabach afterwards. Once you've davened, you can't go back and say the bracha bor shomer and yishtabach. That's another shame. That's a big question. That's a big question. You can't do that 1 foot, Moshi. That you have to wait, Moshi. That's a good question. Then we went through different things. We got more time, which halukas you do say, which you don't say. I'm not going through all that game we spoke about. But that is what is a person supposed to do. The Prima Godim says, Mestapik, if you can do this jumping around to get tefillin with a chazan, when a chazan says it loud, is that also kedai to jump? Or is that not called tefillin basil properly enough to be able to do this? That's Mestapik. I think the Menig HaOlam is that people do that. Birchas Krishma itself should all be done in order. You shouldn't miss out anything in there. The whole of Birchas Krishma from Yetzer right through should be said without missing anything out. That's the last time. We said also, in the case of where someone missed out Pesukah the Zimra, for example, because he thought he wouldn't have much time, but then the Chazan slowed down, so he's got more time. So you can go back and say more of your Pesukah the Zimra. Okay, then we finished off with, if a person, for example, didn't have time to answer this time, because the Torah and the Kain Shoma, he went straight to, let's say, Yetzer, what happens now? So we said that in Birchas Krishma, when you say Ava Rabba, you should have in mind there, and the brach of the same bidr, hobbin, husk, all that thing there, you should have in mind for Birchas Torah. And after davening, a person should learn something. So the Krishma itself is not, you're not yet to the Krishma itself, you should actually learn something afterwards. And since you're dying before davening, if you missed it out, and you davened from Ezra, it's finished. You can't make up afterwards.
He says Birchas Torah at home, let's say, and now he comes to shul and not to Shemon Ezra, can he jump in the Shemon Ezra together?
You can't. You have to go from Yitzhak. You can't go.
That
has to go from Yitzhak. You have to go. You see, there's also, you have to be so much cool in the Twilly. You cannot miss out from Yitzhak. Some, you know, my pastor, that's how it goes. You should not miss out anything from Yitzhak. Almost one should miss out anything. One should say everything. Okay, that was more or less what we said last time. The Kaili Shom is also a problem. We said that what you should do is, if a person is not said the Kaili Shom, you have in mind, you say in the Chai HaMesim not to be Yitzhak the Kaili Shom, then you can say after davening. That's what we said. Now, it's very interesting today. The reunion was today. What was today's topic? Today's topic was. Yeah, someone hasn't got tiles for tefillin. What should he do about tefillin but Sibyl? I mean, someone's, I don't know what's happened, he's come to shul. It can happen. Someone comes to shul, for example, on Shabbos morning, it comes for Simcha, he came in a bit late. The Meister, there's no talis left in the shul. It's happened before.
So, why the question is going to be a
Why she went to look, he couldn't find anything. He looked. There's no talis in the shul. He feels a bit, he's supposed to be uncomfortable davening without a talis. That's true. But Shad is, what should he do? Should he wait for his tefillin bet Sibur, borrow talis from someone after tefillin bet Sibur, or should he daven tefillin bet Sibur without talis? Who are they with tefillin? Someone is, for example, in the shul, he's left his tefillin behind at home, and he's got a minion over here which he needs to go to. And he's realised, oh, I lost my tefillin at home. Oh, I don't know what happened. He was putting his tefillin in, and the tzura snaps. He can't use the tefillin now. What should he do? Should he daven with the tzibur as they are, and then put tefillin on afterwards? Or should he wait? That's the side. Should he wait? Oh, let's see. That's good thing you came. That's the thing. Good thing you came. Okay, that's it. It's Marco. Let's see what's going on. So first, let's start from the beginning. So the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samach Vav Sibches. In a few places, actually, this halacha, Samach Vav Sibches. Actually, let me start with the other one first. There's another one. Chapei Siv Dalet. So in Siman Chapei Siv Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, Siman Chapei Siv Dalet, got a page to turn here. Still tired. Tzorek she'yalov tefillin b'shas krishma tefillin. So here's the first halacha about tefillin. You have to have tefillin on you when you say krishma and shemone esra. What's that's what? Right to the chala pochus b'shas krishma tefillin. At the very least, as a Mishnah Berurah, when you say krishma and you say tefillin and you have tefillin and you say shemone esra, you have to have it on. And he brings the Gemara, Karakera Krishma Malay Tfilin, Harihuki Ilu made a Dusheka Ba'atzma. If someone says Krishma without having Tfilin on, he says, Those men made this Dusheka. Tosis explains, he says, You say, Kushaltam is, you should tie on you, you should bind on you. If you're reading a Parashat Shema, you've got no Tfilin on you, you're having a problem. So Tfilin, he says, you have to have when you have, when you say the Krishma. Okay, let's have a look at that first. Sorry? For Krishma and Twitter. Yeah. That's what the Mephoshim say, yeah? And it comes up, he's like made in the Shekel Batsman. It's like Vadi Yoncha Krishma without it, yeah? But it's not right. It's just you're keeping on being made in the Shekel. Shema is Yoncha. The Shema is the requirement. I said, this is why you have to have Shema Nesta. I said, I've looked for this for a long time. What's the connection? It's a good question, I must say. So, yeah, but the Maestro Shulchan Aruch says, clearly you have to have it on for Krishma. The only thing I saw, I looked today, just before I came, not so long ago, I looked, someone says over here, and I saw a few reasons. One is that it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Kara Ritza, Lekavar Baruch Shemaim, Yifne V'yitl Yodov, V'yaneach Tfilin, put on Tfilin, V'yikra Krishma V'yispadal. It looks like it's an end to have Tfilin on for Shemaim Esra. Others say that really a person meant to have Tfilin on the whole day. But we can't do it the whole day because we lose our thoughts. So at least for Krishma and Shemone Esra, one should have this on. In fact, you can see how what a chiv it is, actually. Just to show, I don't understand really the Torah, but you can see how strong it is to have tefillin. Is that what I was going to start with in Shulchan Aruch and Samach Vav, Siv Ches. That's amazing, actually, this. Tzorek Nisma Gudla Tefillin. You have to have Gudla next to Tefillin. You have to have, say, God Yisrael and Shemone Esra. Says the Machaber, You shouldn't stop. Once you say God Yisrael, you should not stop. But you should start Shemone Esra straight away. The only exception that is, says the Machaber, Rak. Im Ira Loi Onis Loi Niyah Tefillin. Someone hadn't got a chance to put on Tefillin. But his Daman Loi Tefillin between God Yisrael and Shemone Esra, then you stop and you put on tefillin between Goal Yisroel and Shemone Esra, unbelievable thing. In order to make a brach, in order to put on below, you can't make a brach on it, though, it says. So you can see how strong it is, this in the tefillin of Shemone Esra. Why exactly is it like this? I don't know exactly the reason why, but it looks like it's a very, very big inner to have tefillin on Shemone Esra. So now, he says that so much so that even though normally you're not must sit between Gula and Shemone Esra, but in a case of where one hasn't got tefillin, and the only time to put on tefillin is now, he's got to put tefillin on now, he puts on tefillin and he loses this mile of gula tefillin. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry, this
Lismoich.
Because,
so that's easy, I know, after davening they put on a tefillin.
They also do it.
Why do they do it? If they're ready daven shachar, they're ready daven shmoneh esrei.
But they put on a Rabbeinu Tam Moshi, maybe. They put on a Dvint for long. No, put on Rashi already.
Yes, but why do they have to put Rabbeinu
Tam? I want to put Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mishnah Berurah, because of this Indian, the Mishnah Berurah is like, Mishnah Berurah, Tfilin Be'isha Al Sibu Mespanah. Someone has not got Tfilin when the Sibu are davening. Means the davening is when Esra, he's got no Tfilin. In Tov Yoshi, she's spelling about Sibu, Ashubi Tfilin. Is it better for him, this is Mamish Al-Shaida, is it better for him to daven with the Tzibu without Tfilin? But Akach, Yagia Tfilin Yoda, Yakai, Mr. Tfilin, the Father, when later, half an hour later, after that, he'll put on Tfilin. Or in Mutter, she's Akach, Akach Tfilin Tzibu, or is it better, he waits for Tfilin? Akach Tfilin. In order that you can say Krishma and Damash Mesh with Twin. What would you say, everybody say? What's better to do? What? Oh, Russell, and Moira brings it right, like you say, Moira is actually Moira, right, Russell, if you use your massive golden tefillah for tefillin. It's stronger
that's
than
tefillah.
That's stronger than tefillah but simple. Yeah, but that's a good tefillah. It's more important than tefillah but simple.
Because you've got tefillah here.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't got tefillah. Should you wait till you get your turn from home?
Very good, yeah, good. But the Mogen Avraham brings a raya. Yeah, the Chavi, yeah. But the Mogen Avraham, what's a strong achi of Gul the Tfilah or Tfilah Metzibul?
I don't know.
Gul the Tfilah is stronger. A raya, you can't, like, you came in, someone comes in late to davening, he can't just start from an Esther with everyone else because the Indian Gul the Tfilah. So you see, Gul the Tfilah is stronger than Tfilah Metzibul. So he says the Mogen Avraham, I mean, that's the case, in a case of where a person hasn't got tefillin. And tefillin is stops gulul tefillah, so tefillin overrides tefillah b'tzibul. Very exact, actually. So if a person is stuck, he's got no tefillin, he should rather wait, not do tefillah b'tzibul. How many people think?
I'm trying to say, if you've got your tefillin here, okay, you must put your tefillin before you start Shemoneh Esrei. Well, I haven't got my tefillin here, my tefillin is at home, and now we've done tefillin and tzibur.
I hear. Let me ask you a question. What's a stronger chiyuv? Do you go to the next to tefillin or to wear tefillin and tzibur?
No, I
prove you wrong. Because if you are up to go out and stroll, and someone brings you tefillin then,
Yes, then
I'm going to get tefillah b'tzibul then.
Okay.
So you see that gula l'tefillah, sorry, tefillin is stronger than gula l'tefillah. And gula l'tefillah is stronger than tefillah b'tzibul.
I'm just trying to make a point out because I've got
tefillin
here now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what's a chelek. If it's stronger, it's stronger. So Mogen Avraham says, that's what Mogen Avraham says, the mutter she is akiv achat tefillah b'tzibul, it's better delayed and borrowed from your friends. Now you all think this is not relevant. I must tell you, I never thought about this, but it's taka very interesting. What, people come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz for Yom Tov. So on the second day Yom Tov, they say, well, let's say the last day, or the last day Yom Tov, Achron Shel Pesach. So they have got a chiyuv to put on tefillin. Now what some of them do is, they put on tefillin at home, daven at home, a bit, Krishna, let's say, with tefillin. Then they come to shul, and they daven tefillin with tzibur with everyone else. You heard this before, Rabbi Isai?
Yeah.
Now, chayr, according to this, is wrong. Oh, you hear? It's two things, very good. But you hear what they're trying to do? It's a very clever idea. Yeah, okay, we'll come to that in a minute. But you hear what they're doing? They come, hear Moishi, this is what happened, Moishi. They daven at home, Krishna, with their tefillin on. They yoke the mitzvah Krishna with tefillin, they don't make the shaka. And then they come to shul, dressed in their Shabbat clothes. For them, it's a weekday. And they come along and daven Shemoneh Esrei with everyone else. Now, there's two things. First of all, according to this, it's not so good what they're doing. It's not so good because the chayra, you're supposed to have your tefillin on for Shemoneh Esrei. And number two is also what you're saying. The chayra, you have to know, is it called tefillin mitzvah that? It's a difference to Shemoneh Esrei davening completely. Yes, no, I mean, it's an interesting thing. Others are a bit more maker on this. I'll tell you what else comes out of Chiddush. I must tell you, I don't know how this works. I mean, I'm not going to ask any personal questions over here. But let's say the Sofz of Krishna is 9:30 in the morning. Someone wakes up at 9:20 in the morning. He says, oh, it's very, very late. I better say Krishna. Now, does he put his tefillin on when he says Krishna?
No.
Are you sure that these people don't do it?
Yeah,
what?
He's
up 9:10.
He's at home still, not on shul yet.
He's at home at 9:10.
And he's got a tefillin at home.
He's got a tefillin at home, and he's reading Krishna. He realizes, by the time I get to shul, Moishi, by the time I get to shul, I'm going to say Krishna, and I'm going to miss my...
So you put the tefillin on and say Krishna?
No.
Do you know anyone who does that?
No.
No, I don't know anyone who does that.
Moishi, you don't know anyone who does that?
No.
You don't?
I don't know anybody gets up so late.
It's a very interesting thing, this, but the chayra, according to this, it's not right. First of all, it's much, much worse because you're saying Krishna and you're being made a dusheker when you're not wearing tefillin. So that, and all poskim say, if you're trying to get kind of Mogen Avraham's man, that Rosh Hashanah's Amazon, you're trying to get Mogen Avraham's man, so I don't want to tell Mogen Avraham's man, let's say it's 9:50. So a person wakes up 9:20, 9:25, he gets up and says, right, I want to catch the Mogen Avraham's man, should I put on tefillin first, or wait, whatever. So that, the Rosh Hashanah says, that's okay, because well, the ikka shitta is, like the gro, he says, the chiddush, so that's okay, it's a chumrah, you're not, that's not cool, we've been made a dusheker. Because you're going to do it later with the right time. You're going to do it later with the gons man. So that he says, okay, but the chayr, if someone wakes up late, he's going to miss the gons man. That is lechayra problematic. There are other mafarshim who learn, which is a chiddush actually, and they say as long as during the day you say sometimes Shema with your tefillin on, even though it's not in this month, that's good enough. So that's what people are saying.
You're not made
of
the ship.
What?
Then you're not made of
shekels. You're going to do it. You're going to do it sometime, even though it's not the right month. Your month of Krishna is finished. So that would help for this as well. But going back to our case of the Mishira Bokhim who are away, the Chayre should come out according to this, that Tefillin B'Tzibur, it's better to have the Tefillin on Krishna Esra at home and daven at home. The Maisa, the Mini is not like this. I think many people are saying that this Tefillin, to daven Krishna Esra with the Tefillin, to daven is not like the Mogen Avraham. They don't take on the Mogen Avraham, and they take on the main thing is Krishna. It's a chiddush. The Maisa, the Mogen Avraham is the Mogen Avraham. I must say, it's a very chiddush. If my son were to ask me now what he should do, I would tell him it's probably better to daven Krishna Esra at home. Be honest, now that I've got this Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham's talking about when you've got the Tefillin B'Tzibur, mommy, you're davening the same Shemoneh Esra with them. And here, like you say, it's much worse because you're not even davening the same Shemoneh Esra. So I would have thought it's better for a person from Eretz Yisrael who's here, and it's the last day, so for him it's weekday, he puts on Tefillin. It's better for him, L'chaira, to say Krishma at home with Tefillin on, daven Shemoneh Esra at home, and then he should come shortly and Kaddish Kedusha can hear, that's nothing wrong. But the Maisa, that I would have thought was a better thing to do. Number one. So that is with Tefillin. So Tefillin, that's the Mishnah Berurah, is quite clear. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should rather wait. I can't say everyone agrees. Other poskim are cholim. I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you should forego your Tefillin, you should forego Tefillin B'Tzibur, leave out Tefillin B'Tzibur, and rather wait to get your Tefillin, and only afterwards put on your Tefillin and done by yourself Shemoneh Esra. Obviously, no Tanana Minya is even better. But if you can't do that, so Mishnah Berurah paskens, you should forgo your Tefillin B'Tzibur rather and have your Tefillin on for davening. What about Talis? So here's a halach in Chav Dalet. See if Chav Dalet. Simon Chav Dalet.
Is it wrong
way of Talis
called
a Moyen?
What,
Mashi? No. Is it wrong way of a Talis called a Moyen? Oh, that's about Talis. Come to Talis. So here, Muhammad speaks about wearing a Talis. A person should wear a Talis. And they finish off Sif Aleph. Again, here he says that one should wear tzitzis b'shas the tefillah. Is a Mishnah Berurah here? I can't remember. B'shas tefillah says Mishnah Berurah. He adds in ukriyashma. That means b'shas shmoyne esra and kriyashma. One should have a talis on. Why exactly? I also don't know why. So the Maisa here he says, I don't know why, but you should have a talis on for Krishna. For Krishna, I can understand because you say the whole part of tzitzis. That makes sense. But the Maisa, why you have to have it on for Shemoneh Esra? I don't know why. I'm not sure why. But that's what he says. Muhammad says that, yeah? So the Chayra, a person should have a talis on for, thing. So on that, I'm afraid to say what you're saying. That's quite right. The Chayra, if he's got a talis cotton on, then that's okay. Someone's wearing a talis cotton, which most of us are wearing, then there's no problem. So if a person comes to shul, for example, he's got no talis available, so he said, bam, it might be embarrassing, whatever he's doing, though, I said, he's got no talis available, but it's better to get Tefillin B'Tzibur rather than have a talis on, if he's got a talis cotton.
Yeah.
If he's got no talis cotton on, whatever reason is, he woke up, I don't know why he's got
that.
What?
He left that at home as well.
Yeah. He left that at home as well. Then that, l'chayra, is problematic. And that, Shlomo Zalman's Mesupuk, actually, in such a case, what one does. That's like a problem. If you haven't got a talis cotton on as well, then it's a bit of a question what to do. So again, what we've learned so far is that when it comes to tefillin, a person should ideally have tefillin on for Krishma and Shemoneh Esra. If a person gets to a shul and he's got no tefillin, and they're coming up to tefillin B'Tzibur, and he realizes he's got no tefillin with him, he can't do anything about it, and the only option is to wait till they're finished davening and then borrow tefillin from someone else, the Mogen Avraham paskens that one should wait, actually. One should not do tefillin B'Tzibur without tefillin. It's better to forgo wearing tefillin for Shemoneh Esra, without tefillin for Shemoneh Esra. Rather, you should wait, and after Shemoneh Esra, you put on tefillin, you'll be done b'yechid. There's nothing you can do, says Mogen Avraham.
I'd have to do that.
Is a bit better because a lot of people don't wear Tefillin Moshe on Cholamoy. Cholamoy might be better. That's a bit easier. But when it comes to during the weekday, that's what happens. With regards to a talis, lechatchila, one should wear a talis for Shemoneh Esra together with Tefillin. and Krishna. If a person has not got a talit, he's wearing a talit cotton, then he's allowed to damishmanesra. He's allowed to damishmanesra. If he's got no talit cotton either, that is a sofer. Rosh Hashanah is not sure in such a case what one does. All right, wait, so we'll stop it.
Oh yeah.